Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We're on Daf Kaf Tes Lamed Beis by the two dots, five lines from the bottom. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kol Shehu Lifton Kedei Lechel Bo. Whatever is Lifton, whatever accompanies a meal, the shear is the amount you eat. What does that mean? The Rashi says Kedei Lechel Bo. That means Kol Shehu Lifton, whatever is a Lifton. Lifton means accompanies the meal. Shi'uro kedei lechel bo. The amount is, how much do you have to eat? L'lafos bo'et ha'pas mazon be'sudos. That accompanies bread for two meals. In other words, it's not an ikker food. It's not an ikker food. It accompanies the meal. So you don't have the ikker food for an eruv. You only have something that accompanies. How much of that do you need? The amount you'd eat of that for two meals? No. The amount you'd use to accompany bread for two meals. That's the shi'ur. Next, kol she'eino lifton, back into the Gemara, kol she'eino lifton, whatever is not a lifton, meaning it's a real food, kedei lechel ha'menu. As Rashi points out, she'ehei kol shtei sudos mimenu. How much of this are you going to eat for two meals? From this. Back to the Gemara. Basar chai, raw meat, kedei lechel ha'menu. Because raw meat, basar chai, raw meat, kedei lechel ha'menu. How much of that do you eat? Basar tzali, what about roasted meat? Rava amar kedei lechel bo. Rava says, no, nobody eats raw meat. Nobody eats roasted meat. It's only used as an accompaniment, which means the shear is much less. Rav Yosef amar kedei lechel ha'menu. No, how much you eat? Amar Rav Yosef, mina aminala, where did I get my shear from? Dahani parsoi. Because there are Persians. Achli tavhaki, they eat roasted meat, below nahama, without bread. In other words, it's a meal unto itself, and therefore the shear is, how much raw meat do you eat in two meals? I'm like, Abaya, wait a minute. Uparse haviru b'dalma? What, parse my robe of the world? Who cares what they do? Right? We had this 2 days ago. Now, the Gemara says, but we learned, Big de aniyim la aniyim. The begadim of aniyim, the shear of a beged, to be royal, to be makabal tumma, for an ani, is the shear for an ani. Big de ashirim la ashirim. And for a rich person, it's a different shear. Why is it a different shear? Because rich people won't use begadim the way a poor person will. Right? A poor person's ever, they're poor. So every little scrap of material they're going to use somehow. So the shear is much smaller. And they don't mix. As the Brisa continues, Aval big de ashirim la aliyim lo, right? The size of a doesn't apply to a poor. V'chi tema. And if you want to answer me and say, Hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra, that will machmer in all respects, right? Hacha l'chumra, v'hacha l'chumra. In other words, we'll machmer on the shear of begadim. And we'll machmer on the shear of how much you have to eat. V'otanya, Rishem Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin L'chola Ulazakein. No. If you have a sick person or an old person whose needs are different, right? K'dei mezono, like their food. Not like the average person. A sick person or an old person has different. And this is an unrelated statement which will become relevant later. Ulara Vasan, and for a person with a huge appetite, right? Besud Beninus shall call Adam. His shear is the average, doesn't make a difference, the average shear. So what do you see? Put that aside. By a chola and by a sick, there is a standard shear. So why are you telling me what the yechidim do? Right? That doesn't govern anything. And the answer is kasha. That's a kasha. So we had this a few days ago. And Tosfos said there's a difference between something that's abnormal, not abnormal, something that's a minority practice, and something that's a minority practice only because those are the cards you're dealt. In other words, the Gemara says that in Arabia they feed thorns to the camel, and therefore that should govern whatever it was. I think carrying on Shabbos and thorns, and the Gemara says, well, Arabia is the whole world. The answer is, if you had a camel, you'd also do that. But you don't have a camel. They only have that in Arabia. That's a different kind of minority. Right? If you had that, then you'd also practice that way. Happens to me that you don't have that in New York City. I don't have such a thing. But if you had that, you'd also do. This kind of meat's available to everybody. Nobody eats it except for them. That's very different. They can't govern. They're butled item. Not the whole world. Okay? It's a good question. That's why the Gemara ends up at Akasha. We don't have an answer. It's a very good question. So by the name of the Ashirim, so what do you see from that? You see that even though it's available, it doesn't count. Why doesn't it count? Because poor people and rich people are different. It's a good question. We don't answer it. The Gemara couldn't answer it. Now, it's not a Tiyufta, so we say there is an answer out there, right? But the Gemara didn't think of an answer. Okay.
So if you use camel food in New York, do they use camel, have camels in Arabia?
No, so they don't. It's a different kind of question. Well, is that the whole world? So maybe you could. The only reason why you don't is because you don't have that practice over here.
You don't have camels.
Correct. Right, correct. So that could, but the whole half of the world, they do that. Is that the whole world? That's not the whole world. But the practice is very normal practice. Okay.
Yeah, you have gifts in one place, and that also is a problem.
What? So we
the share from different people is a different, depending where they live.
I don't have an answer. Okay. Me or Rishim and Lazar Haki, do Rishim and Lazar really say this? That what? That a big eater goes by the shear of an average person? Is that really true? Did he really say that? Now, we're going to ask Akasha from something out of left field. For Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Og Melech HaBashan. Now, it doesn't mean Og Melech HaBashan. It means a big person. It can't mean Og Melech HaBashan because this is a question that's going to come now about Tumah. And Og Melech HaBashan was not Jewish. So the Tumah is different by a Goy anyway. So it can't be him. It's an example of somebody that's very, very large. The halacha is as follows. If a person dies in a house, so we have a rule called Tumas Ohel, right? In the Gemara, Shimon Bar Yochai says, there's no Tumas Ohel by a Goy, which is why this can't be Og Melech HaBashan. It's just an example of a big fat person. So, what?
So
because like I tell my son, if you say something outlandish, it sticks in your mind better. That's why, right? Og Melech HaBashan. Oh, now I won't forget this halacha. Because everyone knows Og Melech HaBashan is a giant. So if I tell you about the giant, it sticks in your mind. So the halacha is like this. If a person dies in a house, the everything in that room becomes tameh. Why? Tumas Ohel. There's another thing. What about the next room? The next room, no. That room's not this room. However, there's a concept called Tumi Yatzeis. The Tumah, how do you get the body out of the room, out of the house? You have to get the body out of the house. Since the body has to go through the door, it's going to go to the next room anyway. So everything in the next room is also Tame. Okay? No. You got to get the body out somehow. So any exit, the exits are also going to make Tumah. Why? Because the body is going through the exit. What if there's more than one exit?
And more than one room.
Right, well, I'm not talking about rooms. I'm talking about exits. But that makes it more complicated. Just exits. So the exit goes, let's say, from here to there. The room, let's say it's only a one-room house.
Okay.
So the exit will go right outside. But there's Tumah going out. Right. So does the Tumah go out? Yes. Okay. Why? Because the body has to leave the room. Has to leave the house. So therefore, this Tumah, even going through the door, even though the body didn't go out yet. What if there's more than one exit? So it's very complicated, and it depends on how big the other exits are. Let's say one exit is massive, and Og Melech HaBashan can fit out, and the other one's not. So then only that exit's going to make Tumah, because no one's going to have to destroy the house to get the body out, when there's an entrance that's big enough anyway. It's ridiculous. What if none of them are big enough? So if none of them are big enough, the halacha is, all of them become tameh. Why? Because I have to use either one. One of them has to be used. Which one? I don't know. Since one of them has to be used, we don't know which one, and they're all the same size, and they're all too small, they all make tumah. Yeah. Correct. They all by definition become tummy.
Where do we see that?
Because you always.
That's that.
The whole house gets tummy.
Correct. So there's a new halacha called Tumas. What's it called? It's called Sof Tumma Lotzeis. The tumma is going to go out.
So what? I what's the result of that? Once it's out, once the
right, so maybe something right outside the door. It's going to be an ohel going out of the room.
Okay, so that's so what's
it? But even if the body goes out of a different entrance, a different exit, it's still tumma over there. Why? Because you could have gone out of that entrance.
Yeah, because it's in the house.
What?
We're saying the examples. It's all one big room.
You're right.
With two exits.
Correct.
Three exits.
Correct.
They're all inside that same room. That's
correct.
Now because of tumma.
Oh, right. Now let's say there's a box of apples. Outside exit number one.
Okay.
But you're going to go outside exit number two.
Okay.
The box of apples is tummy.
Why?
Because since you could go out of each exit, because they're all the same size, and they're all too small, and you have to break open the house anyway. We don't know which one you go. This I'm telling you, Allah. We don't know which one. Therefore, we say there's tum on all of them. Okay? I'm just telling you those words. What? Why?
Because once you're outside the house, it's not an OL anymore.
Right, but once the body's going to exit the room.
Unless it's an overhead or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the body itself creates an OL. The body itself.
As long as we're going to take the body over the box.
But how are you getting it out of the room? You have to move it out of the room, out of the doorway. The apples are right there in the doorway.
No,
so they're going to go right over it.
Ah,
right. Yeah. So even though you didn't go over it, because you went to the other exit, it's still tumma. Why? Why? Because the potential's there.
But that's because the
I believe that's what's going
that's
on.
The mace, when he's going outside, creates an OHEL.
Correct.
He creates an OHEL, so the box is tummy, but the...
Correct.
Where's the tummy OHEL there? I don't get the concept.
It's not tummy OHEL.
It's not tummy OHEL.
No, it's different tummy.
Now, it's a different kind of OHEL.
Not OHEL.
Different kind of OHEL.
What do you mean?
It is. When the nipple goes over, he creates OHEL.
Think about a house.
There's three tumas all.
I understand. We're not thinking about a house right now. We're thinking about, but that's the same case if you're outside, you have a box, and somebody just drives the mace over it.
Right.
Either way, that's going to become tummy.
Right.
He just happens to be throwing it into the house because it just happens to be in front of the box, the opening.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. So Pischo, so the halacha is Pischo Kimeloo. The opening that could fit Og Melech HaBashan, that opening, it has tumah. Okay? Now, what if that's like we said, the exit you're going to use, that one has tumah. What if they're all too small? And they all have tumah. What do you see from that? What if a regular person would have been able to fit through one of these exits? But Melech HaBashan can't. What do you see from here? You see from here that we measure the halacha by the man, not by the average. That's all this is about. Right? We measure it by the man, not by the average. Exactly.
So you measure by the man.
By the Arab, we said we measure by the average. We said if a guy eats a lot, the shear for an Arab is the average, whatever regular person eats. It's happened by there, it's average, over here by a big fat person. So if I buy a hussam, hey, chile evan, what do you want to do over here by this house, which is too small? Hadumi nahadme vanafke, you're going to break the house down. Right? You're going to break the whole house down. So, in other words, that's the answer. The answer is, what's the answer?
That's the door.
Right. There's a physical difference.
Right.
There's a physical difference as opposed to the guy just has a minig that he eats a lot. So if a guy has a minig that he eats a lot, we'll measure it by the average person. But over here, it's physically impossible. You have no choice. Therefore, the halacha will be different. Okay. Okay, fine. Ibai lehu. Pligi rabbana leder of shirvet lazer or lo. Do the rabbana argue on this or not? Tashma, dam rabba rabbachana, amrav yochanan. Og belach habashan, pischo ba'arba. Pischo ba'arba means, what does pischo ba'arba mean? That if one doorway is four tvachim, which is the average size doorway to fit a person out, then only that door will create Toma. Og can't fit through. The answer is we go by the average. So he clearly argues on Rishon Ben Elazar, who said we don't go by the average. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't necessarily have to be that they argue. Hasam de ikka psachim kitanim tuva, vikachada avi arba, divada ki kamareach bahu kamaruach. As Rashi explains, if you have one doorway that's bigger, even if it's not big enough, you're only going to use that doorway because it's less damage. Right? I have to break open one doorway because he can't fit out. He can't fit through. So which one are you going to pick? The smallest one? That's ridiculous. Pick the biggest one. Right? The one that's the closest to being his size has a little bit of damage. I have to open it up to get him out as opposed to making much more damage than a smaller one. So it doesn't necessarily mean they're arguing. They're both exactly the same. Then you have a problem. Then they're both tummy. Okay. Next. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin b'basar chai. You can use basar chai, raw meat. Amar of Sini Bar Chia Bar Arvin b'beitzim chai, raw eggs. Kama, how many? Amar of Nachem b'Yitzchak, Sinai Omar, Sinai said, that's of Yosef, Shtayim 2. Fine. Next. Hanodim in Hamazon, Mutter b'mayim. Okay, well, it's not about Arvin at all now. If somebody makes a neder, he's not going to have any food. He's allowed to have water. Why? Because water is not food. Melach, oh, and salt. Melach umayim hudulo ikri mazon. Melach and mayim are not called mazon. Hakol mili ikri mazon. Everything else is called mazon. What's not mazon? Only water and salt. Everything else? Yes. Let's say that this idea is now a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Why? The Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Tarvai, who Rav and Shmuel both say, Ein mevarchin on bor minei mezonos, el al chameshas aminim belvad. You only make a mezonos only five minim. You hear this? What kind of kasha is this? You only make a mezonos on five minim. So what do you see? What do you see?
Only
five things are considered food. Only five grains are considered food. What about apples? You don't make a mezonos on apples. It's not considered food. Now, of course it's considered food. Why? Because if someone makes a neder that they're not allowed to eat food, they're not allowed to eat apples. And they're still allowed to eat water and salt. So the kasha and Rav Shmuel. Now, one second. V'lav osvina chadazin. We already had this kasha in brachas, by the way, if anybody remembers. So Gemara says, well, lema tevet yuf tanayim eha. There's another kasha on them. Another kasha on them. By the way, Satosis just asked, one second. This kasha doesn't make any sense anyway, because who argues on Rav and Shmuel? Whoever argues on Rav and Shmuel doesn't say, oh, by the way, you're making mezonos on every food in the world. That's not what they say. They only argue on rice. Rav and Shmuel say five grains, and the other mandam, whoever it is, says, and also rice, orez and dochen, rice and millet. And what about apples? And everyone agrees there's no apples. Everyone agrees. So what kind of kash is this? This kash should be in everybody. The halacha says, if you make a neder, you're not going to have mazon, you're not allowed to eat anything. Yet, everybody holds, you make a mezonos on only five grains or seven things. What about everything else in the world? No one holds you make a mezonos. It's a kasha in the whole world. So Tosfos answers, because you have to make a distinction between mazon and being filled up. Rav and Shmuel hold only five grains have this cat of this definition. Says at the end. They hold only five things. Only five things are called mazon. Therefore, it's a kasha on them. When the other mandamah holds, and we also make a bracha on rice, that just means you're kaveh suda. That's all mazon means according to them. You're kaveh suda. Is it called food? Of course the apples are called food. Why do you make a mazon only on these five plus rice? Because you only make a bracha on things you're kaveh suda on, mazonos. That's why it's only a kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Anyway, Amar Rav Huna, Ba'omer, if someone says, kol hazan alai, all food is asr on me. So mayim amelach hudulo zayni, hakol mile zayni. Right. That mayim amelach hudulo zayni, hakol mile zayni. Only water and salt don't give you filling. For amar rabba bar bachana, kavi azilna basrei Rabbi Yochanan. When I went with Rabbi Yochanan, the lamechal pewi de ginosar, to eat the fruits of the ginosar, ki avinan be'meya, if there were 100 of us, havi maktinan chachol chad chad asara asara, each one of us will take 10 fruits, ki avinan be'asara, if there were 10 of us, havi maktinan lechol chad v'chad meya meya, then each one would take 100 fruits, it's a huge amount, v'chol meya me'naihu lahavi machzik lehutana bas plus asai, and each 100 wouldn't even fit into the basket of 3 sa, v'havi achalei l'kulhan, he would eat all of it, Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, and he said, Shvuasa, I swear, delo ta'im li ziyuni, that I didn't have any ziyune. Right? I'm not satisfied. So what do you see? That even on other foods, there's also no satisfaction. Not just water and salt. So the Gemara answers, Ema mizona. Change it to say, he didn't say he wasn't satisfied. What did he mean to say? How do they translate this? It didn't. Wasn't sustaining, but of course, it filled up a little bit. What? So the truth is that there's a kasha here. You find many places. It's not my kasha. The kasha is there, but no, the Yehuda asks it and he gives an answer, and the Yavitz gives a better answer. You find places in Shas where these Amoraim and Tanaim are eating massive amounts of food. It's such an abnormal thing to do. What's going on here? Some 100,000 fruits he ate. It's a very difficult thing to understand, right? As a matter of fact, it says in the Gemara that a person's food should be asiris eifalayom, right? Which, whatever that is, it's certainly less than 1,000 fruits, right? So what's going on here? So the Nozer Behuda answers that that shear is only how much it fills you up. Once you're full, then you shouldn't need more than that. But if you're not filled up by that shear, then you can eat as much as you want to make sure you're filled up. That's the first answer he gives. The Yavitz answers, listen to this answer, he says that shear of how much you have to eat per day doesn't include dessert. Why? Because there's always room for dessert. What? Always room for dessert. He says, Rav Chulub V'Sima Shchiyah. Room for dessert, that's very common. So it only includes the main meal, not sweets, not delicacies, because that doesn't count. This is what this was. Okay. Anyway, Amar Huna, Amar Rav, Shavua Shalo Ochal Kikar Zeh Ma'arvin Ba. If someone makes a Shavua, I'm not going to eat that cookie. So you can still use it for an Erev. Why? Because someone else can eat the cookie. So therefore, it's okay. It's no different than a Nazir or a Truma. You can't eat it, but someone else can. Kikar Zu Olai Ein Ma'arvin Lo Ba. But if you say, this kikar is usher to me, meaning you can't have any hanah from it, then nobody can use it. Because if you use it for an erev, you're getting hanah. Okay? So the difference between if you say, zu, this kikar, or alai on me. If you say zu, it's okay for an erev. If you say alai, it's not. Meisvei, one second. Hanoder mena kikar. Now this is a big statement. Hanoder mena kikar. If someone makes a neder from the kikar, what exactly did he say? We don't know. Marvin Loba, you can make an Erev. My la damar alai. Doesn't it mean he said alai, which contradicts what we just said? Lo, damar zu. No, he said this kikar. So I can't use it, but he can. Hakin I'm a star, but that actually makes a lot of sense to say that. Diktani, because a seifa, because the seifa said, a masai, when is this all true? Bisman shamar shavua shalo atamena. A shavua, I won't taste it. What about you? You can taste it. Aval Amar Alai, my, what's the halacha? Hachinami de Ema Arvin Loba. Then Taki, you can't use it. I Hachi. Now, so what's the story? There's a difference if you say Hazu or Alai. Right? Dealing with you with regular cookies. If you say Zu, then you can use it for an Erev, because he can eat it. If you say Alai, nobody can, because you can't have enough. So then one second. Now, in the Seifa of this Brisa, the Brisa says that brings up Hektish now. So now the Gemara is going to say, why are you bringing up Hektish? Just say, that the difference, the distinction is, because hektish, you see, ihachi adatani kikar zu hektish. When we say this kikar, I'm making hektish, ein ma'arvin loba. You can't use it. Why? Lafisha ein ma'arvin behekdeshos. You can't use hektish. Right? And the Gemara is going to ask, liflog velisni b'didei. Why do you have to bring another case out of left field, hektish? The distinction's in the very case you have. The whole time it's okay if you say zu. Aval amar alai. But if you say alai, ein ma'arvin loba. You can't use it. Now, the Yerushalmi asks, why can't you use the kikar of hektish? You can undo your hektish nether. Just like a nazir can undo his nether on wine, you can undo the nether to hektish. So why can't you use hektish? The Bible says you can't use hektish. Right, we had a kasha. That was not necessary because I can know all the halachas without talking about hektish. I can just talk about you. If it's zu or a light. But what the question was, why do you have to bring in hektish, the third thing out of left field? But ask the Yerushalmi, why can't you use hektish? You can undo it. The Yerushalmi doesn't answer the question. He leaves it as a kasha. Right? So the Rishonim answer, it's a very simple answer. Because you can't use something, even though you can undo it, but at the time it's not undone, nobody can use it. If a person makes a neder, they can't use wine, can't drink wine. He's a nazir. Somebody, so the wife could drink the wine. So you can make it. Somebody can drink the wine. But here, when it's hektish, nobody can touch it. It's hektish. The next Mishnah is going to talk about tevel. Nobody could use tevel. Why? It's also to everybody. So you can't use tevel. That's why you can't use hektish. That's such a partial answer. I don't know why you're going to give that answer. Right? If nobody could use it, truma, somebody could use. Wine, somebody could use. Okay. Anyway, amalach ravuna. Ella might call hechad. Ella might call hechad amar alai ma'arvin. If you say alai ma'arvin, so kasha reisha. Then that's a problem with the reisha because that's not true. So chesuri matzor avachik tani. Hanodem ben a kikar. If somebody said another from kikar ma'arvin loba, you can use it. Afilu amar alai. Even if you said the word alai, well, how is that possible? Nase ka amar shvua shalom atamera. What you really meant to say was a shvua that I won't taste it. If it's only on you, then it's okay because someone else is good. We call Makom Kasha Rav Huna, but it's still a Kasha Rav Huna who said no. So who the Amar Kerbalazar? He was like a different Shita. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shvua Shal Ocha Kikar Zeh. If you make a Shvua, I'm not going to eat this cookie. Ma'arvin Loba. It's okay. Why? You can eat it, but someone else can. Kikar Zeh Olai, Ein Ma'arvin Loba. Then you can't. Me Amar Kerbalazar Haki. So therefore, even though our Mishnah said, our discussion said, we turn the Olai into a zoo. Right? And therefore, even if you say a lie, it's still okay. But Rabbi Lazar didn't say that. Now, is that even true? Miyam Rabbi Lazar Hachi, Vatanya, Zaklal, Adab Oser Atzmo Ba'ochel. If someone asers food on himself, Marvin Loba. It's okay. Why is it okay? Because Oser on you, it's not Oser on someone else.
Yeah, I know. You're making me, it's errors for you, though. I don't get it.
It's, what?
I'm making errors for me. Do I have to have a food I can eat? No.
No. That's exactly the point. The answer is no. You're a Yisrael, you can use truma. I can't eat it, but the neighbor, the buddy, your next door neighbor can. It's exactly the point. Ochel haneser lo la'adam. If the food is asur, ain't ma'arvin loba. You can't. Rebelaza omer. Kikar ze olai ma'arvin loba. If you say it's olai, you can use it. Which is exactly the opposite of what he said a minute ago. Kikar ze hektish ain't ma'arvin loba. Vish ain't ma'arvin bekdeshos. Anyway, Rabbi Eliezer is a stira. So the answer is, Trei Tanai for Libra Rabbi Eliezer. There are two versions of what he said. Okay? Good. Next. Ma'arvin l'nazir. So we said, you can use, a nazir can use wine, even though he can't drink it. And a Yisrael can use truma, even though they can't. So, masnisin deloke beishamai. This can't be like beishamai. Why? The Tanya, listen to this. Beishamai omrim, Ein ma'arvin l'nazir, bein liyisrael, biayin. Beis Shammai holds like Yossi. That doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. How could you? That doesn't make any sense. Beis Hillel omrim, and Beis Hillel says ma'arvin l'nazir biayin uli yisrael b'truma. Now Amr lahen Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai says Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai. Yatemodim, don't you agree with me? Shema'arvin l'gadol b'yom haKippurim. Don't you agree that an adult can make an Erev for a child on Yom Kippur? even though the adult can't eat, but you have a 12-year-old kid who wants to go visit his grandmother in the other city, you can make an eruv for him, even though he can't eat. Says Rashi, look at the top Rashi. L'mishu gadol, shehevi shtei tzairos. Right? Shechayev be'inui. He's not, look at that, it's so wordy, a very wordy Rashi. The gadol that brought two tzairos is mechuyev in inui. Afaga. Lo chazilei. Even though on Erev Yom Kippur they're making this eruv, on Yom Kippur he can't eat it. Ha'ol v'chazil l'katan she'eno bar onshin. It's good for the 12-year-old who's not mechuyev in Yom Kippur. Right? So the Marcheshes points out that you can't say, well, I can make the eruv for a goy. That's ridiculous. A goy, not in the Torah's erevin. A katan, even though he's not mechuyev in mitzvos, so he's still the Torah's erevin. Well, he's still Jewish, and he still has chinuch, and he's still the Torah's erevin. So you can make an eruv for a katan. Now, you can't eat it. Says Mesillas Beis Shammai, what do you see from here? Eating, it's not part of the cheshbon. It's irrelevant. Right? Amar lan aval. So Beis Shammai says, I agree with you. I agree with you that a gadol can make an eruv for a katan on Yom Kippur, even though the gadol can't participate. So amar lahen. So Beis Hillel say back. So kishem shema arvin legadol b'yom kippurim kach ma arvin lenazir yayin. It's all betruma. What's the difference? So Beis Shammai. Hasam, this is a very difficult answer. Beis Shammai answer as follows. Hasam, by the case of Yom Kippur, Iker Seuda Hayru Uya Mibod Yom. There's a Seuda available while it's still day. Which day? Erev Yom Kippur? Who says that? Nobody. Hacha, but over here, Leka Seuda Hayru Uya Mibod Yom. Here, there's no Seuda available for the Nazir. The Nazir simply can't drink this wine. What does it mean, Bod Yom? So Rashi says, you're right. Rashi says, Shall Erev Yom HaKippur. On Erev Yom Kippur, what does that mean? The Erev kicks in at Bein HaShemashos. So you're allowed to eat Bein HaShemashos on Erev Yom Kippur? It's a very difficult shot.
When you set up the...
What does that mean?
No, when you set up the Erev, you could eat
it. No, you can't.
When you set it up.
When you set it up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right before you go to Mincha, you set up the Eruv. That doesn't kick in yet. It kicks in at Bein HaShemashos. You can't eat Bein HaShemashos. What? You could have had enough from a Bein HaShemashos? How so?
Not when you set it.
Yeah, but that's not the kicker. The kicker is when it's Bein HaShemashos. Yeah, you have to set up earlier because otherwise you can't even go through Bein HaShemashos. It's a suffix. We're going to learn about that. If it's Bein HaShemashos, you can't, and you can't have access it. Bein HaShemashos, you can't, it's not a good Eruv. The kicker is that you could access it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's a no-brainer. The question is, what about Bein HaShemashos? So you can't eat now. What does that mean? I'm not sure what that means. The Meiri gives the best answer. The Meiri says, what Beis Shammai means to say is, there's a difference between something that's usher because of man and something that's usher because it's inherently usher. This food is inherently edible. It's mutter to everybody. Happens to me, it's Yom Kippur. That doesn't prevent the guy from making an Eruv. As opposed to Yayin for a Nazir. What is Asr?
Not everybody,
so he's the one making the Eruv, like you said. So of course he can't do that. Where the Isser is only Isser in Zman. Says, Beis Shammai, I agree with him, he could do it. Right? Okay, Yom Kippur, okay. What can I tell you? The Torah says he came on Yom Kippur. Is it a valid Eruv for the cotton? Yes. If it's something that's Asr for the guy making the very Eruv, of course it's not good. That's the Meiri explains his line.
There's no every woman on Yom Kippur.
No. What?
It's not
not for an adult. Not for an adult. Right. The Rashba says it means Yom Kippur afternoon. It means Yom Kippur afternoon, like somehow, I don't know how this is possible. Right, so when are you eating it? After the Ila? It's not Yom anymore. Right at the beginning of the Bein HaShemashos. So, no, forget that. No, it has to be just Roy. Roy to eat it then. What about, so the Rashba says, what about Tosas Yom Kippur? Like, when exactly are you eating this? When in Bodyom could you have a chance to eat it? When's that possible? Especially I thought the Meir was the most set. But we just talking about the difference between Zman and Asr. Okay. Now, Kiman, the look of Hananya. This can't be like Hananya. The Tanya, Hananya Omer, Kol Atzman Shel Beishamai, Kol Atzman Shel Beishamai, Lo Hayimodim Be'eruv. Beishamai hold, in order to make an Eruv, Beishamai doesn't hold according to Hananya. He doesn't hold from this joke. You walk to the 2,000 Amos with some bread, you put it down, and therefore you can walk another 2,000 Amos. What kind of joke is that? That's your residence? So we say, right? You make your residence 2,000 Amos. Why? Because you put a loaf of bread over there. What kind of residence is that? Achi yotzi mitaso. You have to bring your bed there. V'kol klei mitash misho. L'sham. You have to bring your whole apartment to that spot. That is your residence. I move my residence. I live over there in the forest. That'll work. Kima, right? That even Meshama didn't say that. Beshamah just said, you can't use wine. Beshamah didn't even say that. He said much more than that. So, Kiman Azal HaDatanya, Erev B'Shchorim. If you make an Erev, when you go out there at Shabbat, there's two ways you can make an Erev. You can put a loaf of bread there, or you can go stand there till Shabbat begins. And when Shabbat, it's hard to do that. When Shabbat begins, you're over there. Then you can come back, and then tomorrow you can go 2,000 amos past where you were standing. So, until you go out there with black shoes. When Shabbat, you were tomorrow, Lo Yetzi B'Levanim. Tomorrow, you can't go out with white shoes tomorrow. Or, B'Levanim, Lo Yetzi B'Shchorim. Right? If you went out with white shoes, then the next day you can go with black shoes. Kiman, who said that? Amar v'nacham b'itcha, Chananya hu. It's Chananya. Talib de b'shamay. Now one second. Ul Chananya b'shchar mu delo yatzah ha-b'levanim yatzah? What if he went out with black shoes? So the next day you can go with black shoes? His bed's not there. What about his bed? How much yatzah b'itcha? He's got to bring his whole house there. Hachi kamar. Ir b'levanim, if you went out with white shoes, v'chuk v'shcharim, and now you realize you're not playing tennis anymore. It's Shabbos. You want to go out with normal Shabbos shoes. You can't even go out with the white shoes. Come on. Amar Lachem Ba'itchak. Chananya Hiva Liba De Beishamai. Okay? Sumchis Omar. Sumchis said. Next. Sumchis said. Bechulin. What does Sumchis say? Sumchis said that in Yisrael. Sumchis agreed that a Nazir. Sumchis agreed that a Nazir can use wine. But he didn't agree that a Yisrael could use truma. The ilu nazir b'yayin lo palit. Nazir in the wine, he didn't argue. My taima, why not? Efshar demaschil anazirase, because you can undo your naziris. Right, that's why he didn't argue. So Gemara says ihaki truma nami efshar demaschil. You can undo the truma too. You can undo that also. No. Imaschil ale hajal tivla. Yeah, but if you undo that, it becomes tevel again. You can't use tevel either. So either way, it's stuck. So v'lifrish alei mimachab acher. So why can't you make it undo the truma, and then be mafrish the truma on other truma that you have, right? So the Gemara answers lo nechshadu chaverim litrom shalom anamukav, because you can't designate truma that's not near you. You can't say like this: I own a field in Brooklyn and I own a field in Lakewood, so I'm going to take off my truma in Brooklyn. That's going to pot in my field in Lakewood. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Because they're not near each other. So how could you take an Eruv, it's Truma, undo it, make it into Tevel, and then take off Truma that you have in your apartment in Manhattan? You can't do that. For the Levash mean Alem Mineu Bay, so take off Truma right here. Take off Truma right here. Right now, take off Truma. So Gemara says, the less Bay Shiura. No, you don't have enough Truma to take off. You don't have enough Eruv to take off. Not enough. For two meals. That's not enough. So he says, Umay Pascha. What kind of halacha is this? You tell me halacha, the guy brings out exactly, mamish, exactly enough that he can't make an Erev? What is the Gemara teaching you? Such a dakistika halacha. Ela simcha sabal akarabanan. No, there's a whole different thing going on over here. So Amar, kol davar shu mishum shvus, gazru olav ben hashmasha. If it's a shvus, meaning Erev, you can't take off truma during Ben HaShemashos. That's when the Eruv kicked in. It kicked in at Ben HaShemashos. So you can't take off truma Ben HaShemashos time. You're not allowed to do that. Kiman Adah Hadatnan Yesha Amra Kol Vimashu Adam. Now there's another thing. We have a halacha that everything goes by the person that there's certain halachas, a kezias. A kezias is standard no matter how big or small you are. Some halachas it goes by how big you are. For example, Malei Kumtzo Mincha. How big is a komet of a mincha? It depends on the hand of the kohen. Or mole chafnav ketores. Or how big is a ketores? It depends on the hand of the kohen. Vashosa mole luglav biyom kippur. How much do you have to drink on Yom Kippur? the size of your cheek. How big is that? How big is that? It's okay. Let it go. How big is that? Right? What about eating on Yom Kippur? Food? That doesn't go by how big you are. It goes by standard cheer. It's a kosevas. Why is drinking on Yom Kippur different than eating? So the Gemara says, because drinking, it goes by inui, it goes by pleasure. So then, by drinking, it has to be, this goes by size. By eating, everybody gets pleasure from eating something. Ubamazon shtei sudas le'eruv, and mazon for two sudas for an eruv. It goes by the person. Kiman, who is that like? Amar zera, subchasi. Damar mai dechazi le be'inon. We need something that's roi. Lema pligi ad Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Let's say it's agas and Rav Shimon ben Elazar from before. The Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar omer, ma'arvin l'chol ulzakin kadeira mazono ulera'avasan besuda beinus shakol adam. You see from that each person is a standard cheer. What's the standard cheer? The standard cheer is a beinus. Tergema achol uzakin. No, that only went on the chol and the zakin. Alvara'avasan, but l'dayta etzel kol adam. But if he's a fat person, it's butla daita etal kaladam. Okay? Let's just do two more lines. A few more lines. Ula koin beis apras. We said a koin, you can make an air for a koin, and you can put the air in a beis apras. What's a beis apras? A place where might have been a cemetery once upon a time. How could you do that? The koin can't go there. So, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, be minafeach adam beis apras v'holech. But as he walks, he blows. So any bones that are there will turn up. So he can walk there. Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Barami Mishmei Derav Amar Beis Apras Shinid Oshtar. Not only that, a Beis Apras, it was once upon a time, maybe a Suffolk, someone said 100 years ago there was a cemetery here, but it's been plowed over. It's no chashash at all. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Af Beis HaKfaros, you could even put it in a real cemetery. How could you do that? So Amar Tana, because you can go in a box. The Kohen can go in a box and go and get the Eruv. Kasavar Ohel Zaruk Shmei Ohel. He holds, obviously, that a movable Ohel, like a wagon, is considered an Ohel. Uplunta Dahani Tanoi. Tanya. Hanichnas L'Eretz Amamim. If you go into Eretz Amamim, what's Eretz Amamim? Chutz L'Eretz. Beseva Tevu Migdal. With a box. Rebbe Metame. Rebbe says Yutame. Why does Rebbe say Yutame? Because it's a valid Ohel. Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, Metahir. Pamay Kabifliki, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rebbe holds, Ohel Zaruk, I'm sorry, Lav Shmei Ohel, it's not considered an Ohel. Therefore, you're allowed to go into Chutz La'aretz in a box. It's not an Ohel. Umar Savar, Ohel Zaruk, Shmei Ohel. And no, it is. Since it's not an Ohel, there's no Chatzitza, and therefore you become Tamei, therefore you can't go there. And according to him, it is a valid Ohel. Therefore, since it's a valid Ohel, what's the halacha? Since it's a valid Ohel, you are chotet, and therefore you're allowed to. All right? We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Sure, yeah.